Mary Wilson and Just What I've Always Wanted, and before that, getting us underway on the programme this Wednesday evening, you heard the Jay Giles Band, and a huge success from them a couple of years back with their Freeze Frame. Now, at the time, 8:09 on RNW. If there's any Genesis fans out there, stay tuned. Coming up right now, a little bit of live Genesis music for you.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you'll be in the end, and I love you.
Classic sound of the Moody Blues, and from 1967 in fact, and a song that has been a hit three times over. That was of course Nights in White Satin, and before that you heard the sound of Genesis and a live version of one of their biggest hit singles, Turn It On Again. Now at this stage it's 19 minutes past 8 on R&W, and you're tuned to Martin Fitzpatrick. I'll just run down a few anniversaries. It's On this day in 1938, that great rock and roll singer, the late, great Eddie Cochran, was born in Albert Lea in Minnesota. It's 10 years ago tomorrow since Thin Lizzy played their very first show with the twin guitars of Scott Gorham and Brian Robertson at Wales University, and celebrating his birthday on Friday. It's Boomtown Rat and lead singer of the Rats, Modest Bob, Bob Geldof himself, and he's 30 years old on Friday. This, in fact, must have been one of their crowning glories from 1978.
By the meat factory door, the Five Lamb Boys were coming on strong. The Saturday night city beat had already started, and the pulse of the corner boys just sprang into action. And young Billy watched it under the yellow street light. He said, tonight, of all nights, it's gonna be a light night. Billy don't like it living here in this town, he said. Traps have been sprung long before he was born. He said, hope as the dust behind all the closed doors, and pus and grime ooze from its scat-busted sword. Screaming and crying in the high-rise block, it's a rat trap, Billy, but you're already caught. And you can make it if you wanna, or you need it bad enough. You're young and good looking, and you're acting kinda tough. Anyway, it's Saturday night time to see what's going on. Put on the bright suit, head for the right side of town. It's only 8 o'clock, but you're already bored. You don't know what it is, but there's gotta be more. You better find a way out. Hey, kick down that door. It's a rat trap, and you've been caught. In this town, Billy says, everybody's trying to tell you what to do. Everybody says you gotta follow me. You walk up to the traffic lights, you switch and you left your right. You push in that button and that button turns that light. You get to walk to walk, walk to walk, talk to talk, talk to talk, walk to walk, walk to walk, talk to talk, talk to talk.
Hey!
That's the sound of Rainbow from 1981 and what was their biggest hit. That was Surrender, and before that you heard Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats. Bob himself is 30 years old this coming Friday, and in fact that was their first number one, the Rats' first number one, and in fact a really big achievement at the time back in 1978, and that was of course Rat Trap. Now this is another number one actually, from 1977, and it was released around the end of 76 from a very successful musical, one of the most successful stage musicals of all time. The musical was of course Evita, and this was the huge hit single from it. For Julie Covington, a number one too, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
My mad I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
From the musical Evita, that was Julie Covington and her number one hit single from 1977, and Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Well now, this evening the top 30 British album charts was announced, and quite a lot of activity in them this week. There's seven new entries, well really only six new entries, but one re-entry, and that re-entry is in fact a compilation album, which you may have seen advertised on TV some months ago, and it has actually been re-promoted and has been repackaged, and it is doing even better than ever before. That is an album called Night Moves, and it features some Irish artists as well as international artists. And among the new entries are in at number 11, there's a new entry from Kiss, and their album is called Animal Eyes. A new entry at number 5 for Depeche Mode, straight in with their new album, Some Great Reward. There's a lot of albums that are staying in the same place, and very few going up, most of them going down. One that is going down and starting to move down quite rapidly actually at this stage is Michael Jackson's Thriller album, which moves down 7 places from last week's 12 to this week's 19, but it is 95 weeks on the bestsellers. And Lionel Richie also goes down with his album Can't Slow Down, and that goes down from number 7 to 13. While Billy Joel, with his long-running album, An Innocent Man, remains at number 26. Well, there's in fact a brand new number one, the number one which was there last week and the week before that, number one there for 8 weeks in all. Now, that's what I call Music Volume 3, has been knocked off the top. That moves down to number 4. But the highest new entry comes straight in at number one. And in fact, it's really no surprise. It's David Bowie and his brand new album, Tonight.
Thank you.
The unmistakable sound of Prince and his current hit single over here. Delighted to see it going into the top 10 this week. That's Purple Rain. And in fact, last week he did it again in America, his second single from that album to make number one. Let's Go Crazy went up to number one. And at the same time, he had the number one album for the ninth week, which is, of course, the Purple Rain soundtrack. And before that, you heard David Bowie and Blue Jean from his brand new album, Tonight, which is the number one album over here, made its debut on the album charts this evening, straight in at number one. And that is, in fact, Bowie's sixth number one album. And all of his albums, in fact, have made their debut on the chart at number one. And that's something, in fact, which has never been achieved by anyone else, not even Elvis Presley or the Beatles or the Rolling Stones. All of Bowie's number one albums have actually made their debut on the chart at number one, on the album chart at number one. Well, Ricky Lee Jones, she has a brand new album out. It's released this week and it's called The Magazine. It's her fourth album. This is from her second album from 1981, and a hugely successful album it was too. The album is called Pirates, and this is a track for you, and it's called Woody and Dutch and the Slow Train to Peking.
In music, Martin Fitzpatrick.
Sound of Michael Jackson and She's Out of My Life from Off the Wall, of course, from 1979. Now, a few more anniversaries. It's 4 years ago next Saturday since the Bee Gees sued their manager Robert Stigwood and their record company PolyGram for a total of $200 million, claiming the sum was due to them because of fraud, misrepresentation and unfair enrichment at their expense. And it's 5 years ago on the same day since American band The Knack's My Sharona entered its record-breaking run at number one in the top 100 Billboard chart. And it's 4 years ago next Tuesday since John Lennon, the late great John Lennon, released Starting Over on his 40th birthday, signalling his return to the music business once again after a break of over 5 years. And to celebrate the event, Yoko Ono, she hired a skywriter to display Happy Birthday John across the New York skies.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly.
Sound of the late great John Lennon, and just like starting over. He would have been 44 years old. He would have been 44 years old next Tuesday, the late great John Lennon, of course. Well, in the British album charts today, the highest climber was up 8 places from last week's 15 to this week's number 7. It is, of course, Sister Sledge and their re-entry from 1979. The album is, of course, We Are Family, and it contains all the hit singles they had from this year, plus their current hit single, which is, of course, Lost in Music. And in fact, their next single will be a reissue of the title track, We Are Family. So that's really great music yet again coming up in the near future from Sister Sledge. If you're into disco music, do stay tuned, and you'll hear plenty of it on this station, Sister Sledge. Well, that brings to an end my programme for this Wednesday evening. I hope you enjoy the music and that you can join me at the same time next Wednesday between 8 and 9. Stay tuned now for Mac, who'll be taking you through till 10 o'clock. He'll be taking you through till 10. And I'll see you then next Wednesday at 8. So until then, from me, Martin Fitzpatrick, have a great week and enjoy yourselves. Take care. And I'm leaving you, as I said, with Sister Sledge and Lost in Music. So until next Wednesday at 8, from me, Martin Fitzpatrick, bye for now.
see some people lose everything. First to go with their mind. Responsibility to me is a tragedy. I'll get a job some other time. I want to join the band and play in front of crazy fans. Yes, I call that temptation.
Thanks to Martin Fitzpatrick for the last hour of good music. Time has just gone 9 o'clock here on R&W. I'm Mark, you know the fella that goes Mac till midnight. Well, not tonight, it's Mike Lewis digging through from 10 to 12. But anyway, I'm here to 10 o'clock. This is Fitch and Fatry and the Greek single from then called Ghosts of Love.
Ghost of love.
That's a great single from Fitch and Fatry, which they call it The Ghost of Love. The time is 5 past 9 here on R&W. You know the number for requests and dedications. It's 5961. If you're outside the Sligo area, put 071 before that. We move on. This is Paul Young and the Royal Family. This one's called Love of the Common People. This one's especially going out to Lily over there in 17 Abbeville. Get well soon.
Living on free food tickets, water in the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, cause she's living in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. It's a good thing you don't have a spare. You put fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. Gotta walk in the town to find a job. Trying to keep your hands warm. When the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. To the knit, the tighter the fit, and that you'll stay away. Just to take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation. With a whole lot of love and a warm conversation, but don't forget to pray. Just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can.
Make use of her charm and tender.